This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 12, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Just 5 years ago, DHL, the German delivery company, bought Airborne Express and got very aggressive in fighting for U.S. market share against FedEx and UPS. The company made significant inroads and even expanded into the logistics business, providing subcontract inventory and warehouse operations for a number of U.S. companies. But DHL's U.S. business has always lagged its success elsewhere. As the economy began to slip, DHL first tried to sell its U.S. air cargo service to UPS. Now, DHL has announced it will end all domestic shipping services in the U.S. effective January 30th. Customers, many of them businesses, will suddenly have to find alternatives, and 9,500 U.S. workers will have to find new jobs. Hey, want a good deal on a yellow truck? Even as Boeing struggles to get its production lines back up to speed following a 57-day strike, suppliers who make components for Boeing planes are still being forced to cut back or shut down. The Seattle Times reported on Monday that Vought Aircraft, which produces composite fuselage segments for the 787 Dreamliner at a plant in Charleston, South Carolina, stopped production October 24th as parts for 19 airplanes sat waiting to be shipped to Everett, Washington. The paper reports Vought will furlough roughly half its workers on the 787 project, totaling about 400 people. Joy Romero, the 787 program manager at Vought, explained in a memo to employees on Monday, quote, "Boeing cannot simply turn the switch on and be back up to speed instantaneously. It will take them time to ramp back up to schedule. Obviously, Boeing cannot absorb our 787 fuselage sections beyond the capacity of their own assembly line, which has not been moving. The length of this temporary shutdown will be determined after we receive a revised 787 schedule from Boeing, which we expect within the next 30 days. However, we would anticipate that the shutdown would be at least the same length as the strike, likely longer," unquote. The swirl of rumors surrounding Eclipse Aviation intensified this week. Following the company's cancellation of its scheduled displays at AOPA Expo, Michael McConnell, President and General Manager, Customer Division for Eclipse Aviation, canceled his speaking engagement at the VLJ Latin America and Caribbean Conference. McConnell and other Eclipse officials insist financing needed to continue operations is imminent. Two prominent industry analysts recently predicted the company will have to cease operations soon. Suppliers have reported Eclipse has delayed or canceled payment agreements with little or no warning, risking a scenario in which potential creditors could force Eclipse into an involuntary bankruptcy. Check back for updates as the story unfolds, one way or the other, at aero-news.net. An encounter with a large flock of birds on approach to Rome-Champino Airport resulted in a rough emergency landing for a Ryanair 737 Monday morning. The Associated Press reports flight FR-4102 from Frankfurt carried 166 passengers and 6 crew members. Ryanair spokesman Stephen McNamara says the birds were ingested into at least one of the airliner's engines. Champino Airport fire official Marco Gimenti told Italy's Sky 24 the airliner's left main gear gave way when the plane landed near the far end of the airport's lone runway. It's not yet known whether the bird strike was a factor in that. Photos from the scene show the plane completely intact, but resting heavy on its left engine nacelle. As many as 10 occupants of the 737 were transported to local hospitals. All have since been released. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Unions representing employees of Northwest Airlines face a mad scramble. Rockwell Collins lays off 400. And space station crews are moving on up. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the first of two segments, ANN's Jim Campbell gets to know AOPA President-elect Craig Fuller. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.